Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we're going to talk about two things today. Maybe three or four, I don't know. We're going to talk about forgiving and forgetting.
Do we have a clicker?
No, it's fine, because I don't even have one.
Oh.
You know me, I don't do Bible verses. What am I there? God gave me this during the week, because there was so much stuff going on, and people that you look at that have, you know, that have hurt you, and you want to get over it, but you go, okay, God, I'm going to choose to forgive this person. But then later, something spurts up, and you go, ooh, man, it's still there. Well, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm sure not going to forget. That's not what God wants us to do. When God sees our sin, He forgives us. And when we go back and go, oh, God, I'm so sorry I did that, He goes, what are you talking about? He forgets it. And that's how we need to be. Even in group therapy, when we was talking the other night, they were saying, you know, yeah, you can forgive some things, but it's really hard to forget. And that is with a deep hurt and grieving. Mm-hmm. But God really wants us, if we really forgive somebody, we need to forget about it. Not to bring it up later. Like me and David, we'd get in an argument, then we go, I'm sorry. Why would I say I'm sorry first? Because I hate conflict. And then we go, I'm sorry. And then 2 weeks later, a little argument comes up. We go, well, you know me, blah, 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 blah. Just like a periodical, like I can name off things he did. I forgave him, but I didn't forget. And we can't do that. What if God did that with us? Well, okay, Chris, you're up here again saying you cussed the other day. But I forgave you, but I remember back in September you said a really bad word. Okay, so we have to forgive and to forget. We're going to talk about happiness and joy. Happiness is like an expression that, oh, I'm full of happiness right now. Something that makes you overjoyed. Something that makes you smile. Something that is gratifying. But with the Holy Spirit, joy is different. Joy is from your soul on the inside out. Joy is a fulfillment of happiness. Joy is something that you can have in anything that you're dealing with right now. You can have God's joy, that inner peace and joy, knowing, you know what, life's hard right now, but I have God's joy. Another thing we're going to talk about is, and I do this all the time, we take too many steps on going backwards. We think in the past. And I did this just the other day. Well, you know, when David was alive and we were getting really stable financially, was able to help people, we were doing this, we were doing that, we could take little trips. Well, you know, when David was here, David, always looking back in the past. That is the past. That door is shut. This is my future today. I'm standing on my own 2 feet with God. This is my life today without David. Do I think about him? And so, yeah, I'm not saying that, but we can't live in the past. Oh, I used to could do this, or oh, I used to could do that. Or so-and-so was so sweet to me back then. Why are they mean to me now? Oh, my goodness, my spouse would never drink, and now he does now. We keep going back to the past and comparing what we had. You can't do that. God has your future. You have to look at today as a gift and to know that, hey, I'm here. God loves me. Whatever my circumstances, I'm going to be okay because I love the Lord with all my heart and soul. And He's going to get me through this situation. It may not be like how you want it. You know, I'm constantly going, okay, God, if you would just go ahead and give me this money, let me pay this thing off, then we'll be better off. God doesn't need our suggestions. God knows what's the best for you. He knows exactly what's good for you. He knows what's going to happen with you. In every situation, we need to give God the glory. And like Pastor says so many times, I'm just choosing to trust God right now. It would be easy for me to go back and go, oh, I wish God didn't let David die. Why did He let David die? I can't stay in that. Mm-hmm. The door is shut. I'm here now. I'm at Bartimaeus. Kimmy when she's well, she's at Bartimaeus. This is our life now. And whether I like it or not, or whether I want things to be different, that's, I'm giving that to God. You have to go, God, okay, my situation's really crummy right now, but I'm choosing to trust you, I'm choosing to learn from you, and I'm choosing to have you help me get through this situation so I can learn something. We all go through things so we can learn and be closer to Jesus. Okay, by the time we die, we should be so Jesus-like that we have all the attributes of Jesus. Okay? We should have all the attributes. You know when you're a mature Christian, when you start reacting different than what you used to. Like when something might have made you mad or upset before, and then now you go, okay, I just need to let that slide. I don't really want to get mad at that. I want to forgive this person, and I want to forget about the situation. All right, things that we need to do. Okay. We need to quit trying to please everyone. Have you ever gotten in conversations with people, or you're at a gathering and you're always, or just your family, you're wanting to try to please everyone? I want everybody to like me, so I got to try to please everyone. Don't try to do that. Love God, love yourself, and be yourself. If people want to be around you, they will. So many times we need to learn how to quit fearing change. That was my biggest thing when David died, which was just 9 months ago, Thursday. That was my biggest thing, was fear of change. What's going to happen to me now? Who am I? What do I do now? What is my purpose? Fear of change. Don't fear change. God will take your fear and He will turn it into productive things in your life. Whatever you're going through now, it's because you're learning it, and you can help somebody else down the road. Okay? Things we go through is for a reason. I've already touched on this, but we got to quit living in the past. Got to quit living. Oh, back then I had the perfect body, man. I wish I was 16 again when I was taking lifeguard lessons or whatever. You can't live in the past. Well, what if I did this? Would that have made that different? What if I had done that? Would that make that different? If it's in the past, shut the door and leave it. Overthinking. Sometimes we just get so stirred up, we start overthinking everything. Oh my goodness, I'm laying in bed and I need to go to sleep. What did I not do today? What am I going to do today? Someone said so-and-so to me. What do you think they really meant? Do you think they meant this? Blah, blah, blah. We're constantly overthinking our situations. What's going to happen if I have to have braces on my legs? What's going to happen if I have to be in a wheelchair? What's going to happen? Quit overthinking. Trust. Trust. The other thing is being afraid of being different. So many times when we want attention from everybody, we kind of act like them. If you're at work or if you're at a gathering, just be different. Be godly, but be different. Because those people are going to be drawn to you for your difference. Because that's the light of the Holy Spirit in you. Amen? Quit thinking that you are not good enough. We need to learn to love ourselves. Really and truly love ourselves. That means love the inside and the outside. We've been in this motion of, or this mode of, oh, I'm just not good enough. I'm just not good enough. I'm not a good grandma. I'm not this. I'm not a good wife. Oh, I'm not a good worker. Oh, I'm not good at cleaning house. We are good enough. You got God's genes in you. Amen?
Amen.
And quit sacrificing your happiness for others. There's so many times we get into situations where we think this is what God wants us to do, but we really don't know, but we go ahead and do it anyway, and then we're bitter and resentment. Sometimes we go through emotions because it's a habit. We need to stop and think, what does God really want me to do here? Do I need to try to help this person, or do I need to have them help themselves. What is the situation? What should I do? Don't risk your happiness by doing things that you think God wants you to do. Don't just do it out of habit. Ask God, because we want to be blessed when we do things. The last thing is thinking that you have no purpose. I know Ruth feels this a lot because she, you know, she used to scamper around us 10 times faster than we could do it once. You know, she used to bake for all of us. She used to be in charge of everything. There is a purpose for your life. You have a purpose. If you're here and you're breathing, there is a purpose. God has a purpose for you. He has a plan for you. He has a direction for you. And you need to learn to be patient and listen for God. Don't give God suggestions. Well, okay, if you just do this, boy, I tell you what, I'll get that other car and I can go Uber and blah, 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 do this. Don't tell God what he needs to do, because he probably laughs at you. He does not need us to go, hey, this is what you need to do. God loves you. God's got a purpose for you. He's got a plan for you. Listen to God. If you're not listening to God, or if you don't hear something from God, then you're doing something wrong. Okay? Either you're not in your Bible enough, either you're not giving some time just to God. God will talk to you. Will he go, Priscilla, shut up? No. God will put something in your heart, in your mind, that just will not go away. And he will talk to you. We all have that capability. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. Let him comfort us. I forgot to say that I'm taking my granddaughter to court tomorrow for some choices that she did not make good choices before. So that'll be at 8:30 in the morning. If you will please pray that that goes good, then I know he has a plan for her. Things are already so much better with her. So anyway, that's all we got for today. If you have any questions, or if you're struggling with stuff, when Pastor gets in the front at the end, if you don't want to come down here because you're embarrassed, grab somebody next to you and go, hey, pray for me. This is our time to have God pray for you. He is our spiritual leader. I know he's probably thinking, oh my gosh, don't bring that attention to me. But he is our spiritual leader here. I think that's what I miss a lot about David, because I would go to him for advice. Not that I ever took it, but I would go to him. You know, he was my spiritual leader. He was my pastor. He was my buddy. But Larry is our spiritual leader. If you sit here in your pew, and when he's asking to come down and pray, and you don't do it, how are you gonna receive your blessings from God? You have a spiritual leader pray for you. That's your time to get right with God. If there's something on your heart that you've done and you're so upset about it, you come right up here to this altar and you pray about it. Amen. You give it to God. You put it there and you leave it.
Amen.
Don't live in the past. Live for now. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your acceptance. Lord, I know there's so many things and so many life-changing things in each and every one of us today. Either spouses are gone, spouses are declining, spouses are not being what they should be. Father, whatever it is, I ask that you specially bless each and every person here today. Let them see a miracle, Father. It's so nice when we see miracles, but please help us to not take anything for granted. Not one thing for granted, Lord. Help us to be thankful and grateful to you. Dear God, we give you this time to exalt you. We welcome the Holy Spirit here. Please be with us the rest of the day. And we thank you and giving you praise and glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.